Laura McGonagall, hello. You made an interesting observation about your mum phoning you constantly in order to find out where you are, and she's probably pushing pushpins in a map, as you said. Depending on how you're doing your audio booths, it may be possible to automate this for your mum, and then you can present her with a nice big map afterwards. The way it works on an Android device is a little, well, it's too many steps, but it's due to the fact that Google Latitude exists. Latitude says you are here, essentially. At this point in time, you're in this location. What is available through Gmail, and more specifically through GTalk, or Google Talk, is a way of automatically updating your status to say, I am here. And your status, the status line in Google Talk, shows up as your location. You can also, in Latitude, set it up so that whenever you check in, it will remember where you are and plot a history. Now, why does this all come together? If you have an Android phone, it can calculate your position, and it will automatically update your status as you're moving along. At least that's the way I think it works. I still have to try it out exactly. Which means that every time your Android phone goes, hello, do you have any messages for me? It's able to determine your location, and another pinpoint gets put on the map. Given what you want to do, which is map how you're going around the country for the Shannon elections, or the, as a candidate for the Shannon elections this year, it might be worth doing. I mean, it would be very interesting to go and map the, have a history of the locations of various ministers as they go around on the Patrick's Day Festival, for want of a better title, or actually during a canvass to get the history of where did such and such a candidate go throughout the constituency. But in your case, it could be automated. Now, if you're interested, check out the blog, but I'm going to blog the details on how I think it works and then experiment with it over the weekend. Because I actually have this mapping feature turned off for privacy reasons, but for trying this out, it might be worth it. Let me know if you actually are using Android. I'm not sure how it works on iPhone equipment. And if you are actually using the laptop in order to go and record your messages, and as you're going around the place, it might be a little harder, but you can find out how it works out. Take care. Bye.